Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth as bold and face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
You know I love you, right? Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What are we doing, my baby?
Yes. Chair built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Love is so strong, you know.
You know I know.
You agree.
You
say it's
together.
what to do to make me lose my mind. I just wanna give you, make your love to you. If you put you on a rocket flight, keep on loving till we touch the sky.
It is Tuesday. I see your Philly in the house. Great morning, great morning, great morning. I see my cousin Keisha chiming in from Charlotte, North Carolina. People all over the world jumping
it's
on.
Cold in Charlotte.
I don't know.
It's snowing yet in Charlotte.
I don't know, but I know one thing. I'm finding that some of the places we used to live, like Atlanta, is warmer than Vegas. It's like, what's going on out here on the West Coast? Okay, at least in Las Vegas, because I know down where Christian is in LA, it's a little warmer, okay? But out here, they are predicting snow, all right? So, but no, Keisha said it's cold. But great morning, everybody. How you feeling? I hear your voice is definitely on 10 this morning.
This is what I did this morning. This is the realest show ever. So, okay. We just kind of like slept in this morning a little bit. And, yeah.
We did. You know why?
Yeah.
Jaden has no school for a whole week. All right. You know that Zaria's homeschool. Jaden, we attempted to homeschool. That didn't work out too well, y'all. That didn't work out too well. I said, let me put my baby back in school before he don't end up knowing what he need to know, waiting on mommy to get it done. Okay. So, no, that didn't work out too well. Zaria is self-sufficient. So, that works out very well. But Jaden had to go back.
She's not homeschooled.
Okay.
They're not homeschooled. Let me just change
school,
that.
Online
They're
school,
online
they
school.
Because,
they
right.
do school online at home. I don't know. Is that the same thing?
It's the same thing because you get
you
them
know,
involved in different things.
Homeschool
like
is, you know, the parent is really usually
different.
More involved.
Right.
With homeschool. But online school, they got the whole curriculum and they got the teachers, the videos and everything. They real time.
Right.
With the teachers. But this morning,
yeah,
this is my first cup of coffee this morning, so I am not clicking on all cylinders yet. And then to add insult to injury, Pam was started to talk a lot this morning. We woke up, like right off the bat, you know, so I rolled over and took some Harmony drops.
Right, I said, you don't wake up and take Harmony drops.
Because Pam, when she was talking,
that's not what you do.
She had a lot to say this morning before I had my coffee.
Right.
A lot to say. And I said, yeah. I said, let me get some Harmony drops. So I was real, real mellow.
And I said, you can't do that. We got to do the grind, you know, because I woke up saying things like, you know, it's not often. Because I've never heard of having a whole week off for Thanksgiving. But okay. All right. got a whole week off for Thanksgiving. Usually it's just Thanksgiving Day, half day on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday, and then you carry yourself back to school on Monday, right? But in Vegas, they say, no, it's Vegas, all right? It's the Vegas life. So, therefore, you get the whole week off. I hate to see, they must come be off a whole month for Thanksgiving, I mean, for Christmas. But anyway, we were definitely taking advantage of that situation this morning. But that's because, like, for real, just adjusting. It's something about, you know, in life, adjusting to certain things, because I can say that even though we've been out here on the West Coast for, you know, a couple months now, I still am up till like, 2 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time, and then I wake up at like 4 or 5, so it's like the rest, I don't know, and even when I go to bed at 12, you know, somewhere around 12, I'm waking up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, like, hello, because I know my body is still on East Coast time. I know that our team is up running out there and everybody's getting their day going, and we still, you know, 3 hours behind. So that's been definitely an adjustment.
Yeah. Serious adjustment. But we can't continually use that as an excuse.
No, you can't.
So we have to be able to adjust and
yeah, you have to. And like,
you know, so therefore the theme of this show is about adjustments.
Yeah, you have to be able to adjust.
Yeah. The adjustments that you make in life, how they affect you. When you make adjustments, you know, how quick do you need to make adjustments?
Right.
All of that good stuff. And most of the things that we always talk about, speed of implementation. We talk about that a lot. Because it's not just in business, it's in personal life as well. Speed of implementation. And, you know, one of the things we want to talk about this morning is pet peeves. Pet peeves. How do you spell peeves? Some of you scholars, I see
Dr. Nisha is on.
Tell us how to spell peeves, and don't go to the dictionary either, Dr. Nisha. I can do that. So tell us how to spell peeves, because I ain't going to tell.
I'm going to say it's P-E-E-V-E-S.
I spelled it P-I-E-V-E-S, and I don't think either one of them is right. But
well, you know, Google's our best friend.
No, somebody's going to tell us.
Oh, somebody's going
to
tell us?
Somebody's going to tell us. We don't have to Google it right now because, Sean says P-E-E-V-E-S. I think you just said that because that's how Pam spelled it.
Yeah, I was right.
No, okay, so all y'all.
Listen, I was an A student.
Did y'all look that up or y'all just saying it? I think y'all just on the bandwagon.
When I went to school.
Come on, man.
Don't worry about it.
Is that so? I'm wrong. Pam's right. Is that what y'all
absolutely
saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's not P-I-E-V-E-S. It's P-E-E-V-E-S.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It is.
Now we're going to look it up because I won't trust y'all.
No,
everybody's saying P-E-E-V-E-S.
Yes.
All right.
That is correct.
So Pam was already looking it up. Pam didn't trust y'all before I did.
No. I knew I was right. I was very confident.
I'm guessing.
I was participated in all the spelling bees and things of that nature in school. So.
You trying to say you smarter than me?
I'm just saying, no, we're not going to go there because we got a lot of people that live, and you know what I used to say, but I'm not going to say that anymore, okay? Because I grew up in New Jersey.
Because it's not true.
It's all a little bit different.
Because y'all think y'all better than everybody else. Let's just say that right off the cuff. Our school's better than y'all schools. You know what I'm saying? So let's not even go there.
But we won't go there today.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the whole North-South battle.
All right.
North-South. You know, it's crazy. But, you know, what are some of your, if you are, and guys, by the way, if you want to dial in live on the grind, discuss, have a conversation with us, guys, 646-668-2564. Somebody put that in the chat. 646-668-2564, and we can have a conversation with you live here on the grind. But you know, what are some of your pet peeves that you have in life right now? Be it you single or be it you married, doesn't matter. What are your pet peeves? Don't be afraid. You know, you may have never told your spouse what your pet peeves are. They may find out today on the show, but put it in there. You know, what are your pet peeves? If you're on Instagram, I don't have my Instagram up because Pam took my gadget.
You should pull it up. Go get
no,
it.
No, I'm good.
Sit right there.
But anyway, I wanted to put in your pet peeves. What are your pet peeves
Laziness.
Today?
That's a good one.
No, your Oh no, now let's keep our. Okay, so let me just say it like I see somebody say laziness. You don't like
Don't like lazy people.
Okay.
Right. That's a good one.
Okay. Okay. So I'll give you one
and
of mine.
Anybody that's on all that's motivated and moving, nobody likes lazy people. Don't want to be around laziness because it does something to it. It does something to your energy. You have to remove yourself from that situation. But go ahead. Let's talk about what are yours?
I'll give you one of mine. One of my pet peeves is are loud talkers.
Oh gosh, yes. Let me tell you.
Oh my gosh.
Nate, and you know, and not only will I wake up, but I wake up talking loud.
I'd be like, why are you talking so loud?
I wake up on 100, like for real, every morning. I wake up, I lay there, I'm thanking God. Praying and doing different, and you know, and I wake up, when I open my mouth, listen, I'm getting ready to talk. I'm ready to talk. And it's funny because I didn't like to talk, but you know, hey, I guess it was all preparation for today. And but yes, I do. I tend to, I don't know, sometimes when I'm talking to Nate or just in general, I tend to raise my voice.
You already have a high, I have to take an account too. If you have a higher pitched voice, like our daughter Zaria has a high pitched voice, so does Jaden, the kid, so their voices aren't as deep as mine, and Pam's voice isn't as deep as mine, so I had to take that into account. But like on the show,
that's it.
We try and cast our voice more so that, you know, the microphones can catch it. But loud talking, like when we're having a conversation, when me and Pam are having a conversation in the restaurant, that conversation is for us. It's not for everybody around us. And I have to catch, I said, why are you talking so loud, baby? And she'd be like,
I don't even realize. I'm just talking.
But I'm very aware of my surroundings.
He's very aware,
but we have to realize, too,
Nate was in tanks. He was shooting guns. He was in the Gulf War on the front line. So he got a little PTSD going on.
You can't say that. I can only say that.
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
Can't say a person has PTSD.
I'm sorry,
baby. Yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine. You can't say that. I'm just kidding. People don't understand. But anyway, the loud noise. I see some other ones here.
Right. No,
people say they hate liars.
Nobody likes liars. Lack of respect for time is good, Lucille.
I love that. Lack of respect for time. Lack of respect for time. Lack of respect for I was pointing at you by mistake. Lack of respect.
That's not
for
even
time.
Right. That's not right. I respect other people's time. Okay.
Just not mine.
But I am a little challenged. I don't even want to say it's an issue, but I'm getting better. I'm a little challenged with being on time. Okay, just a little challenge, but that's because, and again,
she tried hard, y'all.
I did try hard, but the problem is, see, we got to get to the point to where you don't allow other people to interject into your schedule, and that's where I work, because I just want to, for real, I just want to be able to help everybody that I possibly can. Many times I overextend myself, and that's not good, because when you overextend, right, I overextend myself because I want to be able to. Man, I just want to be able to say yes, but that too has a lot to do with where I talk about, you know, hey, learn how to say no. Sometimes you got to say no. So then you overextend yourself, and then you find yourself in a situation to where, dang, you're like, okay, I know I need to do this, I need to be here, there, and now you're running a little bit late because.
And we talked about that management. Time management. We talked about that.
I'm working on it.
We transferred that time management to self management.
I'm not perfect.
No, nobody's perfect, but we grow and see. Sometimes the nail has to get sharpened up. That's a great pet peeve. You don't like people that disrespect time, because when you disrespect time, or when you, like Pam said, she's overextending herself, so she's really disrespecting herself.
Right.
And then with that, it spills over into me, because now she looks at me to take up the slack.
Can you do this? Can you do that? Hey, I need to figure this out. Can you create this? Can you?
I have those moments where I have to realize I have to make Pam hurt some. So I sometimes they'd be like, no, I can't do that. No, because you said you were going to do that, not me. So Sometimes it's like that. But sometimes
we
I
had
didn't.
Some other good ones.
Lack of respect for time. We had liars.
Ignorance without wanting to know the truth when it's offered. Wow.
Ooh.
That's a good one. And you know, it's unfortunate though, but a lot of times people, you know, it's
so Todd Tanisha's saying that people just want to stay ignorant. That's what you're saying. They just want
to Right, but you
know
what right. But you know, it's unfortunate that people don't even understand that they are living in ignorance. You know, it's crazy. So it's like, but I get it though. And all you could do is just not allow it to upset you and move past it, because there's a lot of people who just don't want to know the truth, who just want to stay the same, who just want to be average, who just want to live a mediocre life. And that's the reason why you got the 3% in the world, because of the fact that, you know, ignorance is bliss.
Well, we did a show a while back on, it's called The Truth of You.
Right.
The Truth of You. And it was really wanting, and it goes along with what Tatanisha just said.
Mm-hmm.
Who just said that? I'm sorry. Who said that?
Tatanisha.
Yeah, not wanting to know the truth. You know, it was what is the truth of you and how do you accept the truth in order to grow? And if you go back, if you scroll back into the archives, you'll see it's called The Truth of You. And we talked about you can't handle the truth when you really get the truth, but it also matters.
Right.
It also matters who you get the truth from.
Right.
So, and we talked about having a person in your life that you respect enough, that has, you know, that's willing to help you grow, to take that advice from them, because not everybody can sow into my life. I'm just not saying.
Right.
Your truth may not be my truth, and we know that there are always two truths. There's your truth and there's absolute truth.
Right.
So the absolute truth is hot water is hot. You stick your hand under it, it's going to scald you. It's going to hurt. But your truth may be something different for another thing, but that's absolute truth. But there's your truth and how you actually govern your life. So you have to have a person to tell you the truth, right?
Right.
So what's another pet peeve?
No, this is,
I'm going to tell you one of my pet peeves.
So wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell you another one. Oh, guess what?
We got a lot of pet peeves. People got a lot of pet peeves.
People got a lot of, they got a lot of venting to do.
So, I grind quickly turned into something different today, right?
No. I want to be about pet peeves. That's good. So, pet peeves, one of my pet peeves is this. I like to try to be an active listener, right? And for those of you that know me, you know that one of my mantras is look, listen, learn, and lead. I'm actually writing a book on it right now. Look, listen, learn, and lead, the four L's. And so, I listen a lot, I look, and I like to assess before I actually talk. But to be an active listener, you have to allow somebody else to talk. And one of my pet peeves is when people talk over each other.
Mm.
That's my pet peeve.
I would have to say, I'm trying to think of pet peeves that I have. I would have to say one of the pet peeves that I have is when you're asked a question. And you answer it. It might be, okay, let's just go to what we do. All right, to team building and creating success in our industry. And you ask you answer the question and still no action happens. And then that question gets asked again. And you give the answer and still no action happens. And so,
what do you call it?
I call it, I don't know, procrastination. I call it, I don't know.
Can't give my word.
Go ahead. Give me
slow.
Slow. Oh, see, here we go.
You slow.
But what? I think that that's one of my pet peeves.
You may not be an active listener. You slow, right?
Right.
But that's real stuff. That's real stuff, though. Because if you don't listen, you don't get it.
Right, you just got to do it, right. You know. And I think that, and I know the reason why, though, and I can relate to it, it's because many times, I don't know, it could be excuses, it could be fear, it could be a lot of different things. But it's like you can give up yourself and share, but then there's no action, you know, when, you know, a person can be able to do exactly what they want to do and accomplish it, but there's just no action behind it. And I think that because one of the things that we all, no matter what situation we were always in, we always knew that we had to act on it. We always knew we had to take some action to be able to create some type of change in our life. We had to do something. So one thing I can say, Nate and I never were afraid to move, to do, to take some risks. That's why we do what we do, and it's a beautiful thing. People may think we're crazy, but hey, we might look up and say, you know what, this ain't working, this ain't where we want to be, this ain't what we want to do, and boom, we on to the next, because we're not afraid to go for it and to take some action in order to bring change. And I think that, you know, in life, that's how we really have to, you know, when it makes sense and you listen to what God is telling you to do and you don't really worry about what other people are telling you to do, then you take some action and you do it. And if you fail, you know, doing it, then you never fail. You always learn and you grow through it. So
you're saying they don't do it because they're
afraid? I don't know what it is.
So maybe
it's a lack of desire. I don't know what it is.
Somebody help with that. You know, what is it when you tell someone to do something and they ask you for the answers and you give them the answer and they still don't do it?
There's still no change.
And there's no change. And then they turn around the next month and ask you that same question. We could say procrastination. We could say that that person just wants to seek
denial. You say denial.
Right. We could say that person just wants to seek attention.
I don't think that's it, because I think that people really want to move. People really want to change, but I don't know. Maybe the desire, the nail ain't sharp enough, like we always talk about.
I said maybe comprehension. Maybe they don't
inconsistent.
They say maybe comprehension. Maybe they don't comprehend what you're saying. And that goes back into being an active listener.
Right.
But when you listen to something and then you say you get it and you understand, like if somebody says, hey, look, you don't look good when you
lack
put on
dedication. Oh, yeah.
Right. When you don't look good when you put on white lipstick. Right. When you put on white lipstick, you don't look good. You look like a crackhead when you say that. You may tell somebody that and they say, oh, OK. Okay, and then I got it. That don't look right. That's my truth.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be their truth.
Right.
Right? Somebody else may have told them that looks good on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I look up the next week and you got on white lipstick again. And so to me, it don't look good, but maybe other people have told you that it looks good and you're not listening to that. But you need to tell them, you know, I'm going to keep wearing this lipstick because a lot of people say it looks good on me. So active listening is important, but the IPA that we always talk about, income-producing activity
mm-hmm.
In the industry that we're in.
True, that's an industry.
You know, in anything, right? So but in order to get to that income-producing activity, you have to listen to get the game plan
right.
And apply the game plan. But that's a good topic, though, Pam. I heard somebody say, because we're going to come back to that. Keisha, let's say what Keisha says. I'm not married, but one of my pet peeves is being in a relationship is verbal communication. Just because you're doing something isn't enough for me. I need to hear it. Just because
you're doing
sometimes.
Right. Isn't enough
for me.
So the action, right? You want
to
get some verbal communication, and I agree.
So you don't want to verbal. So she like, I want to get this right.
She wants some verbal communication, for instance.
So you want to hear I love you as opposed to somebody making you coffee in the morning to show they love you. Or somebody.
She wants a combination of the two.
You want to hear it and why they do it. I think that's what you're saying. So you want to hear it.
Right.
Communication. And communication. Look, bro, communication is absolutely key, right? Communication is absolutely key. So if you're not
right.
if you're not communicating in your relationship, then guess what? You're not gonna know what a person likes and what a person doesn't like.
No, that's true. And verbal, you know, there's different forms of communication. Okay, so that's one thing. And but verbal communication has to happen in any type of relationship, whatever it is, because, you know, sometimes actions can be misconstrued. So, you know, the key to any successful relationship, businessship, friendship is definitely communication. So I agree. You got to hear it because, you know, sometimes the actions or what's happening is not enough. But the verbal communication is going to seal the deal. Verbal communication is going to, you know, be able to solidify whatever it is that's going on. So you have to be able to communicate. I agree. You know, you can't have a strong relationship without verbally communicating. That's key.
Right.
That's very key.
That's good.
That's a good pet peeve because, you know, that's one of the ways that Nate and I have been able to, you know, say we're here 30 years later. You know, have we just been dependent upon, you know, actions, You know, that would have never worked because, you know, there's different things, no matter what it is, not just about how much you care about one another, but just in making decisions in life together, you know, making plans, setting goals, everything. You got to verbally communicate so that you know you're on the same page. It has to happen.
So that's
what
good.
Else we got?
Somebody said, I don't know if it's procrastinating, no self-encouragement. Okay, that was the answer to why they don't do that. Okay.
Procrastinating.
Yeah.
Right. I see. What fear, let's see, whatever, lack of focus, laziness, let's see, lack of focus, lack of self-confidence. Let's talk about that. Fear, lack of self-confidence, you know, and let's talk about that for just a little minute, because, you know, we can say that that's a pet peeve, right? But typically a person that goes through not being confident in themselves, you know, that's a person that, you know, has to make a decision to work on themselves. So we can be like I can sit here and say, you know what, I don't like people who lack self-confidence, but I can't say that. That's because I was once that person. I was once that person that didn't believe in myself. I was once that person that was not confident. So I believe that because I battled that I am the one that God has now I'm one of the ones that God has called to be a light to those that may not be confident in themselves. So I can understand, you're right. We don't like anybody to lack in self-confidence. We don't, because you got to understand who you are, what you have on the inside of you, and that you are just as great as the next person. You just got to activate it like we talked about one time before. And so therefore, to that person that lacks self-confidence, I believe that because of what I've been through, what I've experienced in life, that I could be that light to let you know that, you know what, you can believe in yourself. You know, sometimes it may take you obviously positioning yourself around others because, you know, who believe in you, and you may have to eliminate, you know, some people out of your life who don't believe in you, who may be holding you back. Because I thank God for people like my husband, like my family, who, you know, always believe in me, always push me, always stretch me, you know. And so because of that, it helped me to believe in myself. And so therefore, when we are in a position of being confident, now we are here and called to be the examples to the ones out there that may not believe in themselves, so that they can now become confident and knowing that, hey, listen, I was just like you, and I wanted to make a decision to not stay in that position and to fight through the fear, because fear is false evidence appearing real, but it can appear very real in our lives because we end up allowing it to take over us.
So go back to where you just were, because that was good when you said you figured out that you were called to be the light for somebody else. And because you knew that somebody was going through what you were going through, but when you were going through it, you didn't know.
No.
You didn't know. But talk a little bit about how you actually got to that point to where you realized, you may have covered it, I may have missed it, but to where you realized that, you know what, I got to do something different, because there's somebody out there right now that's going through that fear and they don't know. They may be shy. They may, you know, and they always say, I know one of the things that you always said is I had to stop saying that I was shy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But what pushed you to that next level?
I can say what pushed me to that next level was you get to the point in life to where you just really have to make a decision. Like, I was sick and tired. I wanted to win. I wanted to find some significance in life. It wasn't enough that I was called to be a wife. I was called to be a mother. I was called to be a daughter. That wasn't enough for me. And so there were many times in which I felt like I had no talents, no gifts. But then I had to realize, I started to sit back. I'm like, wait a minute. I started to look at things. I'm like, okay, my daddy ain't crazy and dumb. My mama wasn't crazy and dumb. You know, so I had to realize that I had some greatness on the inside of me. But I had to make a decision that I was not going to stay in that same position. So it's something that you just, like, you have to take the time to look at that man in the mirror, and then you have to just shift. You know, you just have to make a decision that no longer am I going to allow the thoughts and the opinions of others and the things that, you know, happened to me from my childhood, because it was things that happened to me from my childhood that I was carrying into my adulthood that, you know, we got through. But I was remembering those things. Mm-hmm. I was remembering the times when people called me buck teeth, when people called me four eyes, when people called me bald headed with the little rabbit tail sitting on top of my head. I remember being a little olive oil looking chick, okay? So I remembered all of that. So all of that played a part in me not being confident in who I was. But then I had to realize that, you know what, I have to let go of those things that were put into me and realize. And so it took me to start to speak differently, right? Because the words that we speak, our words create our world. Thoughts become things. So as I began to speak differently, I began to think differently, okay? So I had to speak it when I didn't see it. I had to speak things like, I'm bold, I'm confident, I believe in me. I'm the winner, I'm a champion. When I would speak these things, I felt crazy. I felt like, this is really crazy. Mm-hmm. I used to write things, and we still do. We write things on the mirrors. We post things on the walls around the house. And I would begin to speak these things. And as I began to speak these things, I began to build me up. I began to, you know, understand the fact that I had to renew my mind by being in the Word, by studying the Word, to really knowing who I am. Right, we can say, I am, I am, I am, but we don't really understand. We can speak, quote, scripture, but we really don't understand the power of the scripture that we're quoting. So I used to say things like, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but I didn't believe it. Because when I began to really study that scripture and say, wait a minute, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, then I began to believe it because I began to study. And I said, wait a minute, if I'm saying that I can do all things through Christ, then why am I lacking belief, right? If we say all his promises are yes and amen, then why don't we believe in his promises? So I had to work on me.
But if you didn't work believe it, why were you saying it? Help somebody.
You just say it because it's the thing to do. Okay, you just say it because it's the thing to do. It's what everybody else is doing, right? You know, and for real, you just say it because it's the thing to do. It's what we've been taught. Just like, you know, I was listening to Bishop Jake the other day, and he was talking about people who come to church, right? They just come to church because it's what they do. They raise their hands because it's what everybody else is doing. But you know what? There's no relationship, you know, outside of that building, not realizing that we are the church. We, these vessels, we are the church. But people just do what they do because it's what everybody else is doing. And so there's no real change, no real appreciation of what we have, and to really understanding, you know, the power of really knowing what we got on the inside. So I had to work on me. I had to grow and take the time out and stop giving to everybody else and to focus on Pam so that I could realize, okay, who am I? Because I didn't know who I was, for real. I get to understand who you are. Don't worry about it, okay? It's a daily process. It's daily growth. It's a daily building up. But now you get yourself to the point where nothing can shake you. Nothing can break you. You understand that there's going to be challenges. Everybody's not going to agree with the things that you got to do for your life, okay? Because it may not fit into their agenda. But you don't worry about it. You do what you're supposed to do because now you're confident. You know who you are, but it's because you took the time to work on you. You took the time to listen instead of asking God for everything, praying, God, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do that? Take the time to stop asking and take the time to listen, because he's telling us what we need to do. He's telling us what we got on the inside. He's letting us know who we are, but sometimes we don't listen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I had to make a decision. No longer. I'm not going to live like this. All right. I got mad, motivated, and determined. Situations. That's why I say I thank God for every challenge. Many times we look down on the situations that we go through, right? The pain that we have to experience, the lack of, the not, you know, the stretching of the money, trying to figure out how we're gonna eat tomorrow, you know, or how we're gonna pay this bill. We look down on those things, but those things are making us stronger. Those things that we go through, if you don't quit in the midst of it, I guarantee you it's a part of your story. It's something that we had to go through in order to be that one that now has something to talk about, to have a testimony, to be an example, to let somebody else that, you know what, you can get through this too, because guess what? I've been there too. But I just made a decision to not quit, to not give up, and to keep on going.
And we always say on this show that confidence is sexy. Guys, you can make up any place else that you lack. Just have confidence enough. And people don't want to follow anyone that's not confident in themselves. And we truly believe that everybody on this earth was called to be a leader, because no matter what, you're leading somebody somewhere. Are you leading them backwards or are you leading them forward? And I wanted Pam to expound on that, because Pam was called to be a light, not just Pam. You were called to be a light. You just got to figure out how your light is going to shine. You know, remember
right.
that little, remember that song in church, "This Little Light of Mine"?
Right.
Y'all understand the significance of that now.
Right.
So your little light
That's
needs
what
to shine.
We just sang the song. We
shine.
Didn't really know
right.
what it meant.
Right.
For real.
Yeah. And you say those I ams all the time. You talk
right.
about
I
am.
I am. I am. I am.
But you got to put the second part to that.
Okay? Right.
Tell them what the second part is.
Right.
The I am. When you say the I am, you heard Pam say, she used to say, I am this, I am that, I am this. But the I ams are nothing unless you put the second part to it. It's the I am, and I will put forth the action necessary to make it happen.
To make it happen.
That's the act I own. That's the action part
right.
that people are missing.
Now, add that action to it. And you got to know, too, that there is, that's coffee. And you got to know, too, that there's a difference between confidence and cockiness. Okay? Huge difference. When you're confident, you know what? You don't have to talk about it. You just allow your light to lead and your light to shine for real, because it's confident. You don't have to be cocky with it, but you're confident in knowing exactly what you are called to do and what God is going to do through you, which is how we begin to realize our purpose here on this earth. That's right. Oh, discernment. Absolutely. Yes, new mindset. Discernment. That was one thing. That I can tell you, we always prayed for was discernment, because we talk about it all the time. They've not been through some stuff for real, all right? You know, in just different situations. And so you're right. When you pray for discernment, then that discernment is that little voice that many times we don't listen to, okay? Because we have choice, okay? God does not violate our choice. He would never violate our choice. But there's that little voice that begins to speak to you. And you're able to discern situations, and now you're able to realize and recognize, okay, should you be in this position? You know, how long, you know, he's going to allow you to go through it, but you know what? There's always a price to pay when we don't listen. So, right, discernment is good. What else we got? Let's see. What
Any
else
more
we got?
Pet peeves? Any more pet peeves?
Let's see.
Let's get one more good pet peeve.
Let's see. What other? Let's see if we got any other.
Let's just say, what really just pisses you off? What hurts
see,
you?
Not me. Always got to go left. Let me say.
This is the realest show ever, man. I'm talking
see,
to somebody. I'm not
gonna
be the politically correct brother.
And when you begin to act, the stresses. That's right. That's right. That's good. All right. That's good. All right.
Crack that scab a little bit.
I don't see any more pet peeves.
Open that
over
wound
there.
Up.
Let's see. We got any pet peeves over here on this one. Any more pet peeves? Writing things down really works. That does. That's right. That's good. That's good. So yeah. So those are some great pet peeves. That people.
You only gave one pet peeve, Pam. Give another one.
Let me think. I really have to think about it because I don't know. I don't focus on the negative. So.
When people just show up at your house and didn't even say they were coming. I just hate that when they just show up.
Look, I take this that leaving the toilet seat up. Yes, that's definitely a
pet peeve, but I don't have to go do that. Nate doesn't do that. Only fam, baby.
But,
only fam. Only fam that can do that, y'all.
Right. You know what? One, I think that, I don't know. I'm trying to think of.
Do nothing make you mad, fam? Come on. People already think that you were the female version of Jesus reincarnated. Tell them
no,
you were human.
They do not. They know I'm not perfect. I just said they
perfect
know.
Pam, don't get mad at nothing. Y'all can
right.
tell y'all Pam got a temper. Don't let Pam fool you.
I do. That's why I keep it under control.
Don't want the pastor to come out.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. My brother know when Pastor New
Jersey
come out, Tim McCray. That's the reason why.
I put my finger up and chip away.
I thank God.
Gotta
for
go.
Real. But one thing about it is God has given me a great measure of patience. Okay. So and
so you gotta be patient
I'm very
to deal
good
with me
at removing myself
patient.
From a situation. So therefore I'm not gonna allow you for what? I'm not gonna allow you to take me over the top. I'm just gonna say, you know what? Mm-mm, no longer. Because it's true. Many times people don't realize that when a person is quiet, okay, if you push them too hard, they'll explode. Okay. And so because I was that one that was talked about, you know, I was the one who did nothing to nobody, but, you know, everybody, because, like, for real, I went to a, I hate to say it, but I went to a school
easy mark.
In Patterson, New Jersey. and I don't know. I mean, because I was that kid that never messed with anybody. But I was also, I remember the school that I graduated from. I went to so many high schools. The school that I graduated from, when I went there, was on the other side. It was the school that I shouldn't have been going to because I was supposed to go, I was zoned for Eastside High. Joe Clark leaned on me. That's where I was zoned to go, right? I was in that movie, y'all, for 3 seconds.
Oh, I knew that.
But anyway, I got to put that out there. But anyway, I was zoned for that school, but my mom wasn't having it.
2 seconds.
Right, so I went to school in Montclair, New Jersey for a couple of years. But I graduated from Kennedy. When I went to Kennedy, I don't know what it was. But I think just really, like, because I was light-skinned, people didn't like me.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just being honest with you. For real.
All right.
And so, seriously. And it wasn't
that.
Now,
were you ready to get into the light-skinned folk against the dark-skinned folk?
No, I'm just saying, for real. But people began to, like, just hate. And so, as a result of it, you know, I would just remain quiet throughout the situation. But I remember one time, mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying, one time, you're going to push me so far. But then that one time in the locker room, You just talk too much.
You had to throw them hands, y'all. You had to throw them hands.
I had had enough. So, for real, I got some Patterson. I grew up in Patterson, New Jersey. All right? So, I can go hood. I can go left. Like, for real. As my brother. All right? You know, for real. You do anything. No. I'm just saying, as my brother. Right, we've been going through different things with my dad, getting him situated here in Vegas, and these people ain't been doing what they're supposed to do. Mess with my daddy, you see the hood. And my brother is the one that can be political and get his point across in an educational way. But Pam McCray, straight left, because you don't mess with my dad.
So Paulette just jumped on. Paulette jumped on. Straight I know left. Paulette has some pet peeves. Paulette has some pet peeves. Paulette, give us your pet peeve so we can shut the show down. I know you just jumped on. Paulette has a lot of pet peeves.
Don't mess with us.
So for those of y'all don't know, Paulette is Pam's sister. So Paulette McNear, jump on and tell us what your pet peeve is.
Probably on break or something.
Yeah, I know. So I know she has a lot of them, but when you get pushed, you know, so far, guys, you know, everybody has those pet peeves that you know, they don't want to be around, and it's the things that drive us every day to create the environment that we want to create, right? And the things we always tell you guys is protect your center, protect your nucleus.
Right.
You know, we call this the realest show ever because it's real. I can sit up on here, and I'm going to say the things that I feel need to be said the way some people, it relates to some people, and Pam is going to say things the way she relates to people. I can sit up here and eat oatmeal because the truth of the matter is I hadn't eaten anything this morning, and unless I eat something, I get real ignorant. So I needed to eat. So, I sit up here and eat oatmeal on the show because it's my show.
Right.
So guess what? We can do what we want to do. This is the realest show ever. And I ain't got to like it. But anyway. That was me. I was going off on y'all. But, man, but look, real talk. We always talk about confidence. I mean, really, confidence is sexy. Be confident of who you are. Be confident, you know, on what you have going on, commit to it, be consistent with it. And things, man, things start going your way because you're creating the world that you want to create, that God has called you to create for your life.
Right.
And now you're influencing the right people. And a lot of you are wondering why your relationships aren't working, right? Why your relationships aren't working the way you want them to work, any kind of ship that you're in, is because you're not showing up in that relationship as the person that you really are.
You're
an imposter. So you're trying to get some justice in a relationship or move a relationship forward, and you're not really the person that you should be. So become the person that you want to be. Be comfortable in who you are, but grow every day. And I almost said, you know, that phrase, you know, people say, well, you know, be comfortable in your own skin. And that's true. But when you say that to some people, that gives them, you know, access to say, you know, I'm just going to stay where I am and not grow.
Right.
You know,
and that's not.
Yeah.
Cool.
So be confident where you are, but still grow.
But you got to always be striving to grow, because either we're growing or we're dying. Okay. So therefore, you got to strive harder, right? Because you got to understand there's some stretching, there's some pain and growth. Okay. Because you could stay the same very easily. You could go backwards and die very easily. But it takes work to grow. It takes work to stretch, to get out of that comfort zone. So, you know, it's going to be some pain that we got to go through, but we got to keep stretching in order to grow and to become who we want to become in life. Because really and truly, You have to become the person that you're looking for. We say that all the time. And when you become that person, you're going to attract different people into your life. So that's the reason why, you know, you protect your nucleus, you protect your core, but you start to attract different what you call neutrons and protons and everything around you because of the fact that, you know, you're changing. Okay. And so change is good. Change is good. So never allow anybody to tell you that change is not good. Yes, you want to say, you want people to say that you change. Okay. But as long as you're changing in a good way, right? Not in a negative way, not going backwards, that's a good thing. So never allow anybody to de-edify the fact that you're changing and you're growing and you're becoming what you're supposed to become because you're becoming more confident and understanding who you are in life. And that's what begins to happen. I see somebody else put a couple things in here. A person that wants a title, but don't take their position as serious as the title they get. Ooh.
So that's called positional leadership, right?
That's
you
right.
Want a title,
want
but don't
title.
Take their position as serious as the title they get. That's positional leadership. That means you're given a title, but you don't really exemplify
right.
a leader.
And you have some people out there that just, you know, they big on titles. Nate and I have never been big on titles. We can care less, you know, what you call us. Okay. Like, as long as we do what we need to do, if we get we are increasing our financial capability so that we can move in our purpose and be able to do, because at the end of the day, when you broke, you can never fulfill everything that we are called to do. You gotta have some income flowing through so that you can be a blessing in the lives of others, right? So we can care less about titles. Titles has never mattered, but to some people, titles are everything. And so you're right to have that title and to not be in the, or to not step into the position and to not operate into position so that position lines up with the title. That's not good. I agree with you, Lucille, on that. And then Daryl put, oh, look, you name it. I'm peeving about it. You should ask what don't piss you off. That's Paulette.
She like the Incredible Hulk.
Paulette said, don't ask her what don't piss her off, because she said, man, my sister said she got a lot of pet peeves. But Daryl said that improper grammar is one of my sister's pet peeves, and I could definitely say that because our sister Paulette is one who, she's like the book scholar of the family, okay? And she's the one that if you, hey, if you need to write something, she's going to write it out, but she used to go to the library. I'll never forget. I remember. And it's funny because I grew up around her, and maybe that's why I never read a book. I never read a book because she would read them all. She would go to the library with stacks up, would take out 15, 20 books. Remember that, Dale? She would read all 15, 20 books in like 5 days and take them back. She would get in trouble at the dinner table because she would have a book down here. We're supposed to be eating dinner, right? Sunday dinner, whatever dinner. She's reading a book. And so, for real. So I can definitely say that that's true, right? Improper grammar.
She said, you name it, I'm peeping about it.
She said, you name it, I'm peeping about it.
That's like the like I said, like the Incredible Hulk, right? The Avengers, when they say, I think it's time for you to get angry now. Hulk, he said, see, that's my secret. He says, I'm always angry. Paul is running around talking about, I'm peeping on everything. I'm just holding it in until it needs to come out.
Right. And you know, proper grammar is something that you have to work towards. Because I think when you lack confidence, like, again, I never liked to speak, was afraid to speak, you know, all of that. So even in that, in growth, you become to where you're able to, you know, kind of self-correct your grammar. Because that was one of my things, too. Can I even get up and speak and make sense and you know, form my words the you know, the proper way? And I don't consider myself to be proper, but I do know what bad English is, okay? So you know, but it's something that you work on. And the thing is, if you get confident in things that you work on, things that you do daily, and that's the reason why, too, a lot of people lack self-confidence, a lot of people lack focus, a lot of people lack you know, being able to accomplish the things that they want to accomplish, because it's a happenstance thing. It's not an everyday thing. That's one of the words that stuck out to me from one of my great mentors, okay? You got to do it every day. Whatever it is that you want to grow in, whatever it is that you want to accomplish and be successful in, it has to be an everyday thing. It's got to be certain things that you practice every day. And when you practice those things every day, then you begin to grow in them, you begin to get confident in them. And so that's just the power of the words that we speak, the power of the actions that we do, because you're doing something every day, so that now that confidence begins to build up in you. And now you look up and the things that you thought you couldn't do, okay, right? Because you change your thinking, you act on it, you're taking some action every day, you now begin to become those things, you know? So, yeah, titles are only as good as the person who holds them. You right, Tophanisha. Yes, 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 absolutely. So, right, the great topic today is really talking about the different pet peeves and really knowing and understanding that, you know what, if we're that person out there, love you too, see you later. All right, if you're that person out there and, you know, some of these things stand out to you and they're pet peeves to you, it means that, you know what, we've grown in those areas. So that means that we have a gift in these areas, because just like when we talk about, you know, people who don't respect time or not on time, you know, you may be strong in that area. So that means you have a gift to be able to help the next person, to help the next person to grow. So never to minimize the values that we have, the qualities that we have, in order so that now we can be a blessing in the life of somebody else, in order to help them grow in the areas that they may not be as strong as we are.
And I'm using my gift now. The music is coming in, and we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being a part of the grind this morning. Appreciate all of the comments, man. You know, appreciate that. We got to be timely. You know, we can't keep letting Pam make us go over showtime. So, here we go. All right, time to go, y'all. God bless y'all. Y'all have a great day. Go out, man.
The happiness in my life. Today it won't be denied. Now I realize there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside.